When you look back at your career, what are some of the highlights that jump out at you right away?
Well, looking back, Bruce, a lot of it I didn't think would ever happen. I wanted to be in broadcasting all my life, and I never thought it would come to pass. But when it did come to pass, it was meeting good people like yourself, by the way, and a lot of that had to do with Willard.
You guys became virtual legends quickly.
Well, we did, sort of. We met in college at American University. I was a sophomore. Willard was a freshman, and he was looking the place over, and he came by the campus radio station. And this is in his book. I'm sure people are sick of hearing this. But Roger Gordon, who was a mutual friend of ours, had Willard up the station showing him around, hoping he'd go to AU. And I was in the radio stage studio doing a show, you know, a shakedown cruise or something. And Willard said, Roger said, Willard, go over there in the studio there with Eddie. So he did. And I did. And he did. And that's how the Joy Boys were born, really.
How'd you come up with some of the characters that you created, like Balmer Benny?
I don't know how that happened. You know, some of the things are just, we had fertile minds at that time, I guess. And Baltimore Benny, that came from the fact that I used to go to school in Baltimore and traveled on the Baltimore Transit Company a lot. And when you're traveling like that, you sit and you hear other voices, a lot of them with accents.
You had the accent down, hon.
That's right, Ace, I'll tell you. Every fink is tickety-boo.
And you spent a lot of time at MAL in the years after that.
Oh, yeah, I did. So I got a call. So would you be interested in doing a Sunday morning radio show? I said, really? Yeah. I love radio. I was doing television just because I had to. That was the beginning of the program Play It Again, Ed. They'd give me a trial. I could play my kind of music from 8 to 10, and then you had to play the formatted stuff from 10 to 1. And it went over so well, our kind of music, that they pretty quickly said, you know, do the kind of music you like the whole time. And it was great. It was the number one radio show on, I guess, AM and FM, on Sundays in those days.
And I guess we happened in the mid-80s. And we got along pretty good in the mornings.
Yes, we did. So when they decided to go the talk format,
they put us together.
And I thought it worked out pretty well.
But we had fun.
That was the secret of what I liked about radio. It was fun. And it's ceasing to be fun, I think, now. We had a lot of fun. We did things that were kind of wacky, never in bad taste, I don't think. I don't think we ever offended anybody.
I bet we did.
Well, maybe on second thought, maybe we did.
So let's jump to the big broadcast.
Well, the big broadcast was the longest running radio show on WAMU. So the show has been on the air 64 years. I've been doing it 45 years.
And your listeners know when you're not there, too. They call, complain, where's Ed?
They do. And I don't know who's going to take it over. We don't know. All we know is the show will continue. The people like the old radio shows. It's not me that they like so much. It's the old-time programs. So if we can get the right person, it'll be the same kind of a show. Minus me.
I got a feeling they kind of like you, too.
Well, I hope. Thank you. I hope so. It's been a dear love of mine for years to do that show every week. But it was a real tearjerker for me. I'll tell you, it wasn't easy. And Toby Schreiner, my engineer, we all got teary. And it was a very unhappy moment. But and that's another thing. I worked with the same engineer for 20 years on that show. And you don't have that happen in radio much anymore. But he was good. He was a good editor. I would go in and record the shows, and he'd make them sound good.
I guess one of the biggest things when you retire from our business is you don't have the audience anymore.
Yeah. Yep.
Have to regale your neighbors with stories now.
Yeah, it's true. So the memories keep rushing back. I'll remember them as long as I live. And I'm sorry that it had to end like this, but you never have any control over that. And so I made the choice I thought was best by just stepping aside from the big broadcast and letting somebody younger do it, somebody who had the enjoyment of the old radio that I did, and then it won't suffer too badly. The person who takes over probably will have as much love for it as I did, and I hope they do.
Well, I probably will, but the show won't be the same without you.
Well, thank you, Bruce. It's great to know when I turn on the radio and hear you on the air, I sit there and I say, that's my boy.